Section 4. You will hear an extract from a talk entitled Health on the Night Shift. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40 on pages 8 and 9. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good afternoon, everybody. In this session, I want to continue looking at health issues relating to the workplace. And I'd like to focus today on night shift workers and the health problems that are associated with their working hours. I'm sure you're all aware that there has been a huge increase in the number of workers doing regular night shifts in recent years, mainly because of the number of shops and services now open 24 hours, 7 days a week. And we need to look more closely at the consequences of changing work and sleep patterns like this. So that's what I'd like us to do today. Now, research that has been carried out in both the U.S. and Britain on night working suggests that it leads to a lot of health problems for the workers, and they point to three main reasons for this. The first one is what they call the internal clock, and this is a basic sort of program in our brains. This tells us that at certain times we should feel hungry, at other times we should be awake, at other times we should be asleep, and so on. And it seems to be generally accepted by all the experts in the field that this clock is linked to not just our behavioral habits, but to cycles of light and dark, and that means that we're programmed to be awake when it's light, i.e. during the day, and asleep when it's dark. The second thing is that night workers are continually fighting against what is termed a sleep debt. And by this, the researchers mean that it's just practically impossible for them to get a sufficient amount of sleep in daylight hours. In fact, studies suggest that on average, night workers only get between 5 and 6 hours of sleep, rather than the 8 they need. And the effects of not getting enough sleep can also lead to all sorts of problems, and we'll talk about those in a minute. The third cause of these problems is the unsocial hours that night workers have to keep. The fact that they are working when their families, their friends are sleeping, and vice versa. And that kind of dislocation from their social group can be very damaging. Okay, so let's take a closer look at some of these effects. And if we have a look at the physical effects first, we can see that studies on long-term shift workers found that they were much more likely to get heart problems than day workers. In addition, there seems to be a very high incidence of stomach problems, for example, ulcers among night shift workers. And although this may be partly due to the wrong sort of diet, you know, snacking on fast food, it can't be just explained by eating habits. And finally, there is evidence to suggest that night shift workers also get ill more frequently with minor problems like colds and infections. The frequency of these illnesses is much higher than among day workers, and this indicates that night working can damage immunity to illness. And of course, this leads to a lot of absence from work, too. However, although the physical impact of working nights can be severe, perhaps the real problems are psychological ones. And the most common problem is depression. This seems to be the inevitable result of the constant feeling of tiredness and a lack of energy that night workers universally complain of. Secondly, there is a lot of evidence from accident statistics to suggest that mental abilities are badly affected, and that means, for example, decision-making ability and planning ability. And these are what control our performance. For example, we can see that the highest number of errors on the roads occur between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., the point in our internal clock when we feel most sleepy. Okay, finally, there are the social problems, where night working impacts on the family and social life of the employees. The first one is obviously the breakup of family life, and here we can see from the divorce statistics that this occurs more frequently in the case of night workers. But there's also the breakdown of other relationships, not just within the family, but among the peer group. Night workers tend to lose touch with friends, and these relationships, especially for the long-term night workers, are very difficult to rebuild. And so this eventually leads to social isolation for the individual. And of course, that has consequences for the whole community, too. So we can begin to see the real cost of night working. What we need to do now is to look at how...
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet. You have 2 minutes left. You have 1 minute left. Please stop writing and wait for your question booklet to be collected.